So, something I posted on Twitter, I was going to say Facebook, earlier today about the Lincoln Project. The Lincoln Project, they're very good advertisers. That's what their strength is. And typically in politics, they don't put themselves up front. And I think it's now time for them to stop doing that because they are the wrong voice for what we're doing. They're the voice for a, let's call it a war, okay? A war inside of the Republican Party. That's where they come from, with the exception of Joe Tripi, who they just added, who is a Democrat. And I don't know why they did that. I don't know why Tripi did it. I think for them it's a band-aid and ridiculous. And for him, I don't know why he did it. Maybe he needs a home. Maybe he likes them. He feels comfortable. I think maybe if you identify the problem as being one of we just need better ads, then they look like the answer. But really isn't what is going on. It has been true less and less, by the way, that what we're missing is good ads. Because we're not in the realm of TV anymore, and advertising, as powerful as it is no longer the dominant force that it used to be, and it isn't what's driving the problem in the United States. And it probably wasn't, if you go back to Barry Goldwater in 1964, presidential candidate of the Republican Party, wiped out by Lyndon Johnson in a huge landslide. I don't think he won any states. I'm not sure, but it's worth looking up. He was completely wiped out. And it was now, in hindsight, utterly clear that we're still fighting about slavery. This is still what's going on. The United States was born in slavery. Slavery was a fundamental, the fundamental feature of the United States that gave it the economic power that it had. All this land and free labor to farm it, to produce from it. And no other country had so much land, no other continent had so much land, arable land, at the time that they did, and the advantage of being able to start it from scratch with slavery. And if you look at, everything points to this. You just have to go looking for it because it isn't something they put in your face. And you can see how the Republicans in the South are fighting what they call a critical race theory, which is obviously bullshit. The news is happy to tell us that much, but they're not happy to tell us why is this so important to them? Why is this their issue? Well, the truth is, the truth, that's the issue. The truth is they don't want what would come from an acknowledgement of the truth, which is, I don't know how many ways to put it, but it's the broth that the country was born in. It's in every cell of the body of the United States. And it's just something that when you focus on, we have not focused on it. We've not focused on this. But now I have, and I think a fair number of other people are, and I'm working on it. I would be kind of happy if the next 10 years of my life I did nothing but read about slavery because it's the thing we've been kept ourselves blind to. And as a result, we can't fix any of the problems that we have because we haven't acknowledged what the problem is. When you get older, which I am now officially older, you start learning how to manage your illnesses because they are more important. They get more in your face. You feel them much more than you did when you were younger. And so you do have to manage them. At least that's the stage I'm at right now. Maybe at some point I get a disease that is unmanageable, in which case, get ready for declining health. Knock wood, I don't seem to be there at this time. So this is the United States is a sick country. It really, truly is. And a lot of us had the wrong, I know I'm rambling, but a lot of us had the wrong idea. I raise my hand and I include myself in this, is this incredible sense of relief when Barack Obama was elected president. I mean, it was, what a day that was. I mean, it was one of these sort of pinch me feelings that, man, I just never thought we would get here. And if we ever did, I didn't think it would happen in my lifetime. But everything that we've ever, that anybody's ever fought for in regards to race, that's all over. The United States just elected a black president. Now, it wasn't over. It was only going to come out in much more clear fashion. And the argument we're fighting, the thing we're fighting right now, is whether or not we're going to be the country that we promised we would be post the Civil War, and then with the 1960s, Great Society, I think that's what it was called, the Voting Rights Act. All of the civil rights legislation, the great stuff that was passed in the 60s, it's all being undone now. And it's such a shock, actually, that it really is the only response is to come back with shock, with expressions of shock. And the Lincoln Project is not doing that. Because, first of all, if they were aware that this is the fight we're having now, which they clearly are not, because if they were, they would take themselves out of the leadership position and look to find the leader that we need right now. And the leader has to be black. Has to be a black person, and it has to be the right black person. It can't be, Barack Obama was the perfect person, first perfect black person to run for president and win, because Barack Obama is the perfect acceptable black man. He had to give up so much to do that, that his blackness was, he just worked his ass off to make sure it wasn't the issue. And it still was the issue, but he managed to keep it not the issue enough so that he could get the votes needed to become president, which actually you kind of have to give a lot of the credit for him being elected to George W. Bush, okay? Because I don't know if you remember this election, but the economy had just completely collapsed, the world economy. And it was the fault of the United States of America. The blame goes straight to the United States, and it was our inability to keep our real estate market from becoming a gambling venue for very, very unprincipled people. And when you take something as vital as your housing, the housing of your country, where people live, and you make it a crapshoot, well, when it falls apart, you're going to take a shitload of people down with you, because everybody is invested in this. Not everybody, but so many people are invested in it that it just, So anybody who could finish a sentence, who had a good education, who could be a little bit calm. Calmness was a big asset right then and there, because everybody was running around with their head, like chickens with their head cut off. When John McCain, who was his opponent, went into the great big meeting, it turns out he said, "I'm stubbing my campaign, everything, nothing's more important." When he showed up at the meeting, he had no ideas. He had no idea what to do. Obama very clearly was not an economist, but he had economists that he trusted, and they told him, this is what you do when this happens. They had a playbook. They didn't do enough of what they were supposed to do. They tried desperately to get the Republicans on board, even though the Republicans told them in just completely unequivocal language that they were going to do everything they could to fuck with him. They said it out loud. They said the nasty part out loud, and he just kept trying to work with them. He kept believing, no, I'm transformative. I'm the black guy who got elected president. You're going to have to work with me, he said. And they said, yeah, right, fuck you. We're not working with you. We're trying to get rid of you. And eventually they did, by electing Trump. And, look, the war is out in the open at this point. What good does it do for us to pretend that everything's okay and it isn't a war? I don't think we want a nice Negro to get up and speak for the opposition. I think that age is over. I think what we need is a truth-telling black person. I didn't use the word Negro the way you probably think I mean it. I'm reading the autobiography of Malcolm X, and this is the way he describes black people as Negroes, because it was, you know, whatever, anachronistic. And so that's kind of the rhythm in my brain. He also says some horrible things about Jewish people and about white people. And I would like to talk to him, although I can't because he's not alive. But I listen anyway because there is so much truth in what he says, and it's so important. The truth is so important that, yeah, you just put that aside. He was saying things that just are unsupportable. That, you know, I said this on my blog the other day, is you don't fight oppression with more oppression. You don't save the dignity of black people by destroying the dignity of other people. I mean, I understand the impulse to want to do that, but as you mature and grow older, you realize that there's just that satisfaction is absolutely worthless. It has no value at all. But that's okay. I mean, some people probably wonder, how could a guy like Dave read that book and get something from it? The answer is there's a lot there. That's how I get a lot from it, because there's a lot there. The book I read before this was, that. By the way, this book was written by Alex Haley, or as told to Alex Haley, and he's a great writer. And before this, I read Roots, which is also Alex Haley, and don't watch the TV show. It's awful. The book is pretty good. I would say that the book is, like, the book's really good, actually, because the way you judge a book is how a story is, how does it alter your perception of reality? How strong is it? And it's very strong. It really does. There's just so many things to say about this, but the person that steps up has to be, and I think, I know who the person is, by the way, FYI. I think it's Stacey Abrams. I think she's a gift, and I think that we haven't used her well enough, and we should be using her. I mean, let me just go through some of the things that make her ideal. She has a very pragmatic vision about how we win. She isn't going to go out of her way, like a Malcolm X, to make issues of things that just simply do not need to be made issues of. We've seen her in action. She's effective. She wins. She knows what the game is, and she plays it really fucking well. And she stays on that high road, but she also tells it like it is. She doesn't sugarcoat it. You ask her, why are the Republicans doing this? She'll answer the fucking question. And she's just so smart, and she spent so much time on this. And she's black. She's a woman. And this is where we're coming from. This is where our power is coming from. It has to come from here, because this is the war. We have to say back to our fellow white Americans, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. And we're not going to argue about this. You may not change your mind, but you're going back into the closet because this is not something we debate in the United States. This isn't up for grabs. This isn't up for discussion. You will not be allowed to secede from the United States. And we will force you back into your hole. We're not going to discuss this with you. I think the things that we have to do now, the pragmatic things we have to do, I don't think eliminating the filibuster begins to cover it. And yet that is all you hear on the news. That's all that the Lincoln Project people are going to be willing to discuss because they're stuck in that rut. They're stuck in the rut that journalism defines, and that journalism is coming from the 1970s. And they have not made the adjustment to the world that we're in now. They think that they can just point at evil and call it evil, and that is good enough. No, that's not good enough. That will not do it. They've looked at that, the Republicans, and they say, that's not going to do it. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing, and you can keep screaming at it all you want and saying that it's wrong and it's evil. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. It isn't going to work. They know it, and I know it. And the people who lead us have to know it too, and they have to stop arguing about it. This is not up for discussion. Another thing, there's a lot of things that are not, we're not willing to discuss. We're not willing to discuss woman's right to choose. We're not going back because it's not about a woman's right to choose. It's about submission of women. it's unbelievable. It's like turning America into Afghanistan. And yet they will do this. This will happen. These things are all on our path and they will happen. We have to be ready for this to happen. And just running cute ads with Republican, white men, Republicans, as our spokespeople is too fucking weak. It's too weak. The strength is to put in their faces our answer to their bullshit. And our answer is a black woman. Yeah, that would be great. One that, unlike Obama, isn't half white. Don't forget, he was half white. He is half white. We need somebody who's all black. Because we're going to say, yeah, fuck you. You want to have a revolution? Have your fucking revolution. We'll put it down. If we have to fight, let's fight. Go for it. If that's what we have to do, have another civil war. We're not going to keep capitulating because you keep bluffing. Because you're not going to put an army in the field to fight us because, you know what, it isn't the 1860s. And we have a very strong military in this country, and we have a strong rule of law. And we're going to bet on it. And if it doesn't hold, we're fucked. But we're going to fight it. And we have to do this now. So what else? Well, I think that any Republican that voted to overrule the election of 2020 needs to be expelled from Congress. I said this in a podcast to Trippi, who. He then said that it kind of moved him, but he never responded to it. There was no response. And look where he's gone. I mean, I don't blame Joe Trippi. I don't. These are hard realities to accept. But right now we have no leadership. It certainly isn't Schumer. It isn't anybody in Congress. It isn't the president. These are all people looking to take half steps. It certainly isn't journalism. It isn't any of the people that they allow to speak on journalism. We're just going to go right into the fucking toilet without giving any kind of a fight. And it's wrong. It's wrong. You want to know what you can do? The first thing you can do, there's a link on my blog today. Today is July 15th, 2021. And it says at the top, of the page. I think it's at the top of the page. Let me see. Yes, and I'm going to leave it there. It says, trust me, watch this 18-minute video. It's a real mind bomb on racism. 18 minutes for a brain explosion, which is a pretty good deal. What it said before that I took out, is, and I should have probably left it, is you need to watch this if you're white. You never heard me say anything like this before. Never said anything like this before. You have to understand that racism is not just a human condition. It was a marketing strategy. It was part of a plan to change the economics of the world. And it worked. And it left us with this in this terrible situation where we have this constant struggle between what we have been told we are, which is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and everyone's rights matter, and there are no exceptions. This is what we're told. This is what we've been raised on in school for as long as I've been alive. And the reality is that it's just not true. It's simply not true. There's no argument about this. The Republicans are very clear. Black people's votes are not welcome. Well, and most of the Republicans, most of the white people, want to go back to slavery. If you said to them, you want to go back to slavery, don't you? Well, they say, well, yeah, no. No, that's not what I want. I just want the white people to be more respected. But then you, like, chip away at it. And you tell me exactly where it stops being slavery, and I will like to hear that, because it simply doesn't. People who are deprived of the vote, we know how that works. We know what comes from that. You know, we may elect real bozos, but at least they fucking have to listen to us, okay? But if you don't get a vote, they don't have to listen to you. And you get what you deserve then. Putting millions and millions of dollars in advertising behind a black face that is really eloquent and tells the truth, the hard truth, the true truth, that nothing less than that will work. That's why I will not give any money to the Lincoln Project. They need to step into the background. And let's get some leadership that addresses the question that's out before us, the one that we're not willing to discuss. Okay, thanks for listening.